Zeichen nicht was Avi Mori Yaakov bin Yisrael Pincha, so Zeichen nicht was Daniel Ashein, the boss of Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, so Bez Hashem, today we're going to do that last tshuva we were going to do in the Yisrael tshuva on page 18 in the packet. And Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll continue in Kablonis and Schirus. And then Monday, we'll start Chazar. The Chazar packets are already made, and Ilan is going to disseminate it if he hasn't done it already. And
sent it out this morning, and Jacob made a Google Doc as well, so we can put him in the answer.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so we were talking about Toameha on on Erev Shabbos Chazon. So the Soros Tshuva doesn't like the idea of actually eating from the food. He says, we're machmir, not even to have tafshil. So if you have basar mamish, and even though you're only mechavein to be toim, so hard that you can't do that, because even a tafshil, is aser. So if tafshil is aser, kal v'chomer meat itself is aser, even though you are mechavein to be toim. So, but once we were on this page, I wanted to do this other tshuva here. So, take a look on page 19 in Packet Ches, page 19. So the tshuva was, Imel muto lechol basar besudas bris milok. In other words, during the 9 days, we were talking about Toameha, whether you can do Toameha. That's how we got into the 9 days. So we have the tshuva in front of us. So I think we could take a look now. In other words, a person had a son 8 days ago. So he's already ready to make a bris milah. So he wants to, I have a great idea. I don't need to make a siyum. I have a son. So make a bris milah. And serve meat.
Rabbi Simon, can you tell me which package you got? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on packet Ches.
Thank you. Okay.
Page 19.
Thank you.
Page 19, Simon Shin Mem Gimel.
Thank you.
So we said that the person is what? He had a son and it's already the eighth day during the 9 days. He wants to make a bris milah and he wants to have a fleishik. Right? Instead of making the siyum, this is just as good. But the question is, but this man already had two sons before, and he always made milchuk. So you see, for him, it's not such an inyan to have fleishik at the bris. You see, from the previous sons, he didn't. So is he allowed to have fleishik during the 9 days for the bris milah? Maybe it's not. That's not called l'shem shamayim. So tshuva, he writes. In other words, since it's a Suda's mitzvah, and the Suda's mitzvah you can serve meat and wine, and even though they're not necessarily having kavana l'shem shemayim, because they really just want to use this as a way of having meat, and you see that when they made the bris milas in the previous years, for their other sons, they didn't have meat. So that's the first thing he says. But bottom line is, you're right. It's not l'shem shemayim haraya. He had milchiks at the bris milas in the previous sons. But still, bottom line is, it's a sudas mitzvah. It should be okay. Aval yesh lavi raya l'umazeh. T'chor tamua halo sudas rosh chodesh sudas mitzvahu. What about sudas rosh chodesh? You know, when I was growing up in Moresh HaKol in the summers, Rabbi Cohen always put in our minds, always drilled into us, what we should wash to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You know, it's a mitzvah to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's not a chiv, because if it would be a chiv, then if you forgot Yalav Yovo and benching, you'd have to repeat. So we don't repeat on Rosh Chodesh and benching. But it's still a mitzvah. So you see, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah. Also, maybe a riff. A rush. Shem Yishalmi. Shimcha Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. He'd lost the Sudus Rosh Chodesh b'Echad b'Shabbos. The Shabbos ain't Nikar Shosem b'Shem Rosh Chodesh. He says if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, some Rishonim say that just like by Purim, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you have the Purim Meshulash, so then you have the Sud on Sunday, on Tezayin. Because if you're going to have it on Shabbos, it's not going to be Nikar that it's a Sud is Purim, because you have a Sud anyway for Shabbos. So he wants to say, so the Rishonim say that if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, you should have the Sudas Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. But what's the halacha? When Rosh Chodesh Av, right? So we stop eating meat by the 9 days. We stop eating meat by the 9 days at the night of Rosh Chodesh. So the question is why? Rosh Chodesh is a Sudas Mitzvah. So that we should be able to eat meat that day, but we don't do that. That's not the minhag. The minhag is not to eat meat on Rosh Chodesh off, even though it might be a Sudas Mitzvah. So what's the pshat? Kasha lame in ochlum basa besudas Rosh Chodesh off. V'od kasha lo Sudas Malav Malka. What about Sudas Malav Malka? The Mosei Shabbos Kodesh who Sudas Mitzvah Mamish. That's a Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Malav Malka. Before B'Gemara, we'll post him. We're going to vroom. Mashma nochel lechel basar, and some poskim say it's nochel to eat basar at the Malav Malka. But we wouldn't allow to have meat on Motzai Shabbos on the 9 days, and saying Sudas Malav Malka, so we should have meat. We would never allow such a thing. But it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So what's the answer? How come we don't allow Sudas Rosh Chodesh to have meat during the 9 days? And we don't allow Sudas Malav Malka to have meat during the 9 days? Aren't these all Sudas Mitzvah? And yet we don't allow it? What's the pshat? Right? Especially Sudas Malav Malka is mentioned in the Gemara. So it's not just a small thing. You know, it's a big thing. And the fact that we make a siyam, right, that's the big thing. We make a siyam, right? Anyone who ever went to camp in their life knows that they make siyumim during the 9 days, right? And based on the siyam, we matter the meat. And let me ask a question. The concept of a sudas siyam, I mean, it's not so clear. I mean, by siyam, it says, but it doesn't say explicitly that you have to have a suda. And Pidyon HaBen is a real mitzvah, but the suda is not mentioned in the Gemara. And yet, if we'll have these things, we'll have meat during the 9 days. Right? If you have a Pidyon HaBen during the 9 days, they'll serve meat. And if you have a siyam, for sure, that you all been at. Anyone who ever went to camp in his life knows that they make siyams on the 9 days. So it seems that these are shvacha things, and yet they're allowing meat. So malav malka, that's in the Gemara, but that we're not allowing. So what's the pshat? That's the word. If we would always eat meat at a Sudas Malav Malka, and we would always eat meat by a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, then we'd have a taina. But since we know it to have something from Malav Malka, but we're not makpid necessarily to always have meat. Right, and we're not makpid on Rosh Chodesh always to have meat, to have a Sudas Basar, and the Sudas Malav Malka to have Basar. So then, since we're not makpid, so you can't say, it's a Sudas, But you always have this suda every Rosh Chodesh, and you never have meat necessarily. And you have the sudas Malav Malka every Motzei Shabbos, and you don't have meat. So therefore, since you're not knowing to be machpet to have meat all the time, then you can't say that therefore during the 9 days all of a sudden it's a sudas mitzvah, I'm going to have meat. Like when somebody makes a sudas chasen, he always has meat. Obviously during the 9 days you're not making, but that's the idea. Motzei Shabbos ben Rosh Chodesh ben Atayin. Zechel Adov Mashiach B'Gemara Avram Shem Hashla. Misha Tovel B'Chol Erev Shabbos Shem Mitzvah Mutal L'Tovel Gam Shabbos Zu. He says if somebody goes to the mikveh, a man who goes to the mikveh every Friday, so he can go to the mikveh on during the 9 days. Because you that's what you do. So then you have a right to do it during the 9 days. But if you don't always do it, then all of a sudden you want to be use the 9 days to benefit you, to be more makel for you. If that's what you always do, then you have a right. You have a right to have meat. If you always have meat at such an occasion, then you would have a right. But you don't. And Malav Malki, you don't have meat all the time. You don't have meat all the time as soon as Rosh Chodesh. So Mela, that's why you're not mutter to have meat during a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Sudas Mavlaka during the 9 days. Because of Magravam Shemi, Shemivat Mufami Bneshu Torah Asakov Hatzina Gamach Shavar Shavas Chazan also the Bol. And the Magravam Shemi says the people who are allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos Chazon, Erev Shabbos Chazon, are the people that diehards. They never miss going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Never. So then, if they never miss, you could do it on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chazon. But if you're a person that sometimes you go, sometimes you don't go, then you don't warrant the heter. But so, getting back to the original question, a person he normally serves milchiks at a bris milah. So now all of a sudden he has one kid that was born as the eighth day is during the 9 days. He wants to now say, oh, now we're going to have meat. Misha also came upon him to this bris milah of macholi cholav nirash also la sosa achshav macholi baser. Ah, it's a good tshuva. It's a good word, he says. He always says good. You hear what I'm saying? There was if you were always with makpid to have meat at a Sudas Bris Milah, so then you could have meat during a Sudas Bris Milah on the 9 days. But if you're not always makpid, then so that's his yisod. That if you're always makpid to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chazon, you're always makpid to have meat at a Bris Milah, so then when it falls out on the 9 days, you could have a meat. But if you're not always makpid, so then you don't have a right. That's his yisod.
Maybe.
It's a good yisod, right?
Yehuda? Interesting yisod, Rabbi, but what's the svara? What kind of svara is this? I mean, either you're allowed or you're not allowed for. Either for a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Depending on my personal minutes, a ruvain for the eat.
Right, exactly.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Let's talk about the Magen Avraham.
Okay.
One fellow goes to the mikveh Erev Shabbos.
Right.
And he's allowed to go Shabbos Chazon, Erev Shabbos Chazon. The other fellow who doesn't is not allowed. That's the Magen Avraham B'Shem Shalah.
Right.
I mean, that's the Shalah says, Misha Tovim Chol, and the Magen Avraham says that if a person's, he just expounds on the Shalah. The person's Mavatla B'Lefamim, in other words, because he's busy, then you don't have a right. So the idea is, we let you, however you're mechabed the mitzvah, so you can't say
and
that...
Because of avelus, it's a mitzvah...
Yeah, so it's a funny thing, it's an interesting thing. It's that you're only mutter to have meat at the Sudas mitzvah if you're always mechabed this mitzvah with meat. But if sometimes you're not mechabed it with meat... So then you don't have a heter. It's an interesting daher here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shtickle daher, but it leads me to want to delve deeper. What's the underlying... So it's not a chayk. This is not something I would call a chayk, is it?
No, it's not a chayk. It's
a counted rabbanim without svaras. I
mean, no. The word is that in other words, you have a sudas mitzvah, so you could have snapshot because it's a sudas mitzvah. Then you can have meat. The pshat is that we're not going to take away the sudas mitzvah is mechabed the mitzvah. So if you're mechabed the mitzvah generally this way, so then we're not going to say that it's in the 9 days you can't be mechabed. But if you're not mechabed the mitzvah generally this way, so you can't say, oh, I need to be mechabed the mitzvah so that the tzorach, so therefore it's a mutter. Because you never do that. So then what? It's just for your own. You're in a mood. You want to have a steak. It's the 9 days, and you're nebuch. You went so long without a steak. You went 2 days already without a steak. Nebuch. So you could do it. But that's only because this is the way you're generally mechabed the mitzvah. But if we know you're never mechabed the mitzvah this way, so then we see that you couldn't care less about the mitzvah. You just want the steak. So then you don't have a heter. You only have a heter to be mechabed the mitzvah kedaboy. And the kedaboy is how you normally mechabed the mitzvah.
That's already a svara.
Yeah.
It's called kibud the mitzvah. And that's totally in, kibud is totally in my own each person.
Yeah. How you're mechabed the mitzvah.
That seem is problematic, I guess.
So seem. So according to his yisod, I don't know. Not everyone always has meat at a siyum. I mean, if you're making a siyum hashas, you probably may have meat. You're making a siyum on a whole seder, but if somebody makes a siyum, on a regular basis, it's. I don't know.
The heter is not only for the person who's making the suda. That is mishtak. There's also mutter or not.
Yeah, because they're part of your oilam.
Or smila, if I don't usually eat, but my friend's making a bris, and he's a chassidish guy, he always makes meat. So that gives me the head to join.
Yeah, right. Even though, right. In other words, even though you don't always serve meat at your when you make bris milas, but if he does, then. But it has to be that he does. Then once he does. He doesn't have to now invite guests. The only guests he invites would normally have fleishik at their the bris milas.
It's not a big problem in the shmirah of doing the covid.
Yeah.
Otherwise, eating meat is probably a sign of negligence on not taking this up serious.
Right. Right, so now I'm taking it seriously because this is the way I want to be mechabed the mitzvah, and this is the way I always mechabed the mitzvah. But he's saying, if we see that it's not doing it because you care about the mitzvah, it's that you care about your stomach, and it's already 2 days, and you haven't had a steak yet in 2 days, oh, nebuch, you haven't had a steak in 2 days, so then we say, no, you're not, we're not going to let you do this, because this is not for the mitzvah, this is for your own,
It's the same idea as not allowed to make a siyum during the 9 days just to work it out so you can have fleshiks. If it happens to be that works out, then you can have a siyum. Otherwise, you can't have a siyum. Same concept.
Yeah. But I made a new minig that siyum, betzibur, in a camp is already not a begamin that covered over.
Yeah, so that's a chiddush.
Yeah. I think that had a lot to do because of the kids.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah. The kids needed whatever. But it's not a pashut heter what we do in camps. It's not a pashut heter, but okay.
That's a moshut heter, right?
Yeah. People, they did it, and it's whatever. What can I tell you? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I particularly don't mind having milk hicks the whole week.
Okay.
You know, if you live at home. You're not in a camp, so you do fine. You do fine with the fish and the other things, and you do fine.
Rabbi, we have a similar situation with Havdalah on wine on Matzah Shabbos.
Yeah.
With on wine, maybe there's no problem.
Well, say again?
If you always do Havdalah on wine, so...
You mean on the nine days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, the same idea. do it online, so you have a right to do it online now. But if you wouldn't always do it online, then maybe it would be different. If you would use Kamar Bedin or something like that. Okay, so this tshuva just, I didn't want to start the Chazar yet, so I thought this tshuva would be an interesting... The next tshuva he has is also very interesting about...
Rabbi Simon, there's no Indian up to giving it to a yelid, even if it's a to always make it on wine during the 9 days?
Yeah, it's a discussion in the postkim. Some give it to a tinok, but sometimes it's not so easy to find. But if there's no tinok, it has to be a certain age, that he's understanding what a Bar Piragofen is, but he's not mechunuch yet on the Veil of Yerushalayim. It's not always the easiest, person to find. Maybe in a camp it is, but in your own home, it's not always the easiest. Because if he's too young, it might not be good. If he's too old, he might not be good. It has to be just right in the middle.
It's off subject, but is the bus of a yayin by 9 days the same? And the shayf is the bus of a yayin on Yom Tov? The same, but it's all Yom Tov, that's why it.
I mean.
That's why it's also because.
So Rav Shecht always likes to point out that based on the Aruch HaShulchan that it's really a different din. It's because since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they couldn't bring the Korbanos. So it's a bit of Korbanos. Because usually, like Rav Shecht points out, the Bosav Yain is mutter for an Ovel. Yeah, so it's only an Issin and Onen. But an Ovel is mutter. So you see that it's not a din.
Really?
What? Well, he always says that over, and I think the Aruch HaShulchan has says something similar. That it's not al tzavelus, because as Rav Shecht always points out, you see from the halacha that an oval eats basar and drinks wine. Lo niver yayin el nachem boas avelim, the Gemara says. Tzu sheichar la oved v'yayin l'mori nefesh. Yeah. And the other tshuva that's right after this is when the sandik and eats basar during the 9 days, in the case where he does eat basar. So is that only at that meal, or now he could eat fleishik the whole day? So that's a whole discussion. Maybe it's considered day yontif. The whole day is considered day yontif. Okay, but that's a separate. Okay, and the rest of the packet we did already. Okay, so we officially have completed this packet, and therefore we've completed Torah Meha. And so we're going to take a couple of minute break, and then we'll have Chumash. And Bez Hashem, Sunday again, we're going to continue with Schirus V'Kabalonis this Sunday at 11. And then on Monday, we're going to start doing Chazara. So we're going to start from the beginning of the year and do Chazara and what we learned, and both in the regular Shir and on the... the regular Shir and the Sunday Shir.
How long does the Chazara period last in the testing period?
Well, I mean, the Chazara is not the testing period. The Chazara is the that we go through.
We
go through. It can last between a week or 2 weeks time, and then we have one day that we do we get together with the Chavrusa and we ask some questions just to make sure that.
What are you learning after that?
Then we're going to continue these other Kavod of Onuk Shabbos, continuing in Kavod of Onuk Shabbos. But that's okay. So we'll take now a couple of minute break, and we will do Parshas Shavua, Parshas Noach, And okay.